Blog Talk Radio.
Better than a fantasy, only like a highway. Kids living in a world of mist on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Most powerful, powerful internet radio show in the DMV. It's all about you. We have a special guest on our newsmaker line, Niecy from Niecy's Boutique. Before we bring her up, upcoming events that you don't want to miss. Entrepreneurs Networking Over Coffee, Round 2 at Decadence on April 13th. We'll be broadcasting live from 10:30 to 10:30, but we'll be there from 9 to 12. Stop by, bring your business cards, meet Robin, have a cup of coffee, and network. Network is the key to your business in 2016. The black card. I was told if you said something three times, you can't forget it. The black card won. Is powerful now, helping businesses to stay open, domestic violence, and suicide. The next upcoming event is an ultimate happy hour, black card one style. It's going to be at Charlie's, 7303 Georgia Avenue, right across from Walter Reed, from 6 p.m. to 10 o'clock at night. It's going to be the ultimate happy hour. We're doing something that has never been done in the DMV in a long time. Everything will be $5, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf businesses, top shelf food, but all your top shelf liquor, Hennessy, Cavassier, Tanqueray, $5, Rail Jinx, $3. You don't have to drink. If you don't drink, you can come and get a fruit punch for $2 and enjoy yourself and just sit back and network. Also, live music and dancing. And it's all free because it's sponsored by the Black Card. Niecy, are you on the air? Go ahead. Niecy, are you on the air? Go ahead. Niecy, can you hear me? Niecy, you're on the air. Wait for Niecy to come on the air. The number here is 347-637-1577. Niecy, you're on the air. Go ahead. We'll take a break right back with the one and only Niecy from Niecy Boutique.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We have Niecy on our newsmaker line. Niecy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, you couldn't hear me. Greetings. How are you?
I'm doing simply fantastic. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our newsmaker line. First off, Niecy, before we even get into your business, I want want to commend you and tell you just how proud I am of you to be an entrepreneur from way back. You saw the vision of starting your own business. We're talking about 25, 30 years ago. You was a young kitten, and you decided to do this, but you didn't have to do it. You was young. I mean, you had children. You were married. You could focus on things that were really, you know, had time to focus on. But with all your powerful things as a woman, you decided to even start a business. But then you went to a brick and mortar. We're talking about a brick and mortar business in 2016 that still exists. Do you know what that consists of? I mean, you do know, but I mean, does the listening audience realize what it is to have a brick and mortar business still standing with a sign on it, that the sign is still lit and people can still come in? Most businesses, the sign is up, but the business is closed. The sign costs $5,000 to put up on top of their business, and that's still there, and the business is closed. Mm-hmm. So I want to commend you for still being open. That is the key to life right now, and that's why whatever we can be done to make sure your doors stay open, we want to make sure that happens. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you started and what's DC Boutique about.
Well, greetings, Russell. First of all, let me say this. I want to congratulate you, and I want to say black men rock, like Russell Price Jr. I want to say thank you for staying on the course, paying it forward to the D&M area, and thank you for everything that you do. When you say, Nisi, I say, no, I say, it's those customers that want to come in and support somebody who look like them and look like themselves and give back to the community. It's not me. Only thing I do is try to provide excellent service, try to smile, try to be as real as possible, try to be who I am, and pray. It's a lot of prayer to remind people that we have to support each other. My motto is to give what you came for. I want to give service. I want to give a good product. I want to have a good price. I want you to have an experience every time you come to my store. I decided to go and own and operate my own business. Has a lot to do way, way back with a lot of our heroes and sheroes of Washington, D.C., about do for self. My father was an entrepreneur who died when I was very young, but I was also listening to a lot of positive people throughout Washington, D.C., talking about owning and operating your own business, talking about doing for yourself. I've learned a lot, the mistakes, the do-overs, the everything. I've been there, done that. I feel good about it. I'm okay to say it. I'm working on a book to talk about it. But this opportunity that you are giving today to come on and talk, I stop everything I'm doing because it's people like you who's keeping us relevant. Did people see Black Girls Rock last night? I mean, we got to put our money where our mouth is. We got to be true to those kind of things. So whatever I was doing, I put on a back burner, you know, because I knew I had this interview today. So it's not really about me. It's about those people that come to Mount Rainier, 4007 34th Street, Mount Rainier, Maryland, right off of Rhode Island Avenue, come to spend their dollars, get something they need, and support somebody who look like them. You know, it's the hardest thing. They say, we don't support, we don't want. Well, somebody is supporting. So the difference is us, is you, me, and the black card, and making that difference. I want people to bring their black card to Nisi's Boutique. I want people to stop in and see what I could do for them. Because believe me, the customers that I have are satisfied. And I will bend over backwards to do anything for them, for my customers, to let them know I appreciate their business at a reasonable amount of craziness. But I love being in business, and I like doing what I'm doing. And you're right, brick and mortar, everybody is sitting at the computer ordering, right? But not everybody. Somebody wants to walk in the door and hold that dollar, their hand to my hand, so I can then pay somebody and let that dollar turn what? 3-4 times? My dollars turn in Niecy's Boutique. That said, I'm going to say black men like Russell Price Jr. rock.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate this. We go way back like Cadillac seats. Yes, we do. We go way, way back. I'm telling you, but you were an inspiration to me and so many other entrepreneurs way back in the day. I mean, you understood the aspect of advertising. You was on WOL. You really was connected with the right people. Dick Gregory, everybody knows you because you stood the course. But one thing about you was you had this eye for fashion. And every time I walk into your boutique, it's like walking into a actual aspect of fashion, unusual fashion. It has a flair of African descent, but it also has a flair of modern. It's all different type of aspects. You got cards. And tell us about the boutique itself and the aspect of all the different departments that you have. Give us a little overview of what you actually have in there.
Sure. I am so humbled to do that. I appreciate it. Niecy's Boutique, I would call it an eclectic boutique. Boutiques sometimes scare people because they think that it's overpriced or it's too whatever, and that's the least thing I want to do. I want someone to come in and stretch their dollar, their $100. It's something that I might sell. For example, I have these cute tote bags that our First Lady Michelle Obama's picture is on it. I've seen them $50, $60, $70. Mine are $40. I have an array of greeting cards. I have Mother's Day cards stocked up and ready. We cannot stop giving and sending cards to represent the days that we know we have Mother's Day every day, but just a day to recognize people, just like last night, Black Girls Rock, they took a day to recognize young people and give them self-esteem to move on. Niecy's Boutique, when you walk in there, I want to greet you. I want you to know that your dollar means a lot to me. I have raised 5 kids off your dollars. I have a daughter graduating in the end of April. I'm very happy about that. I have one that's still getting there. Everything that happens in Niecy's Boutique is a reflection of you, my people. It's a reflection. That's where we as a community got to understand. It's just not a person by themselves. It's all of us. We, our community, and I've had somebody recently say that to me, you know, and it was a European, a white person. They said, "What about your community?" When she said that, it just shocked me because I thought her and I was kind of cool. But you know what she was saying? She was giving me the separation. So I would say, come to Niecy's. You have shea butter products. You have clothing. We have funky cowboy rain boots that's hot, hot, hot. We have jewelry, earrings. I have wearable art. We have a section of funky, cute hats on sale. We have deals all the time. And these are the things you have to do when you're in business. You have to go 10 times above to get the people to you. Unfortunately, that's true, but I don't mind doing it, and I don't mind saying it either. So I know I support others. I go out of my way to make sure that I can give money to other vendors and other designers in the area. Sometimes it's hard because, you know, people don't see how hard it is. But at the same time, when we have shows like yours, Be There Magazine, that puts it out and breaks it down, your radio blog is like an incubator for how to own and operate their own business. What they need to do, what steps they need to take, what mistakes that you made. Mistakes? Me and you know about mistakes. I've made $10,000 to $50,000 mistakes and still learning, you know. But you can't worry about it. You have to just say, okay, the past is gone and here's the future. Let's try not to make that same mistake again. So I'm looking forward to going to being at Decadence again. I love that the restaurant. I love it's a small own. I love that she's open to learn. She's beautiful. The food is good. I'm going to be there. I'm just ecstatic of just all the good things that could come out of community.
Well, I appreciate you, and I want to piggyback on something you said about the radio show. I've been an advocate of this internet for over 20 years now. It's almost 20 years that I've been on the internet. And when I first got on the internet, it was a struggle to even convince people to come on the internet. I mean, I changed the magazine from Russell's News to the Washington Business Guy, and then we went to the Be There magazine online.
Right.
Because of financial aspect, I couldn't print anymore. I was printing 250,000 copies. It was a lot of struggle doing the printing thing. But make a long story short, what we did was went online, and I could not. It was a hard struggle to convince people you have to go online. You have to promote on Facebook, on Twitter, on
yes.
Instagram. People fought that. I mean, for the first 10 years, I would go to people and they would say, I don't know. I'm so happy that our businesses now are seeing the power of an internet radio show. I mean, this show right now that you're on is on broadcasting live all over the world. But when it goes off
yes.
the air, it goes into the archives for a year. That means that you can take this link and replay it over. It's better than being on a station because the station only is on for that day. This is on for a year. And to hear your story and to hear you told to tell your story, somebody like you, people know what you do, they see what you do, but to hear you talk, I hear the passion in your voice. It makes it better to know that Niecy is real. You're real. You're talking
oh.
about your business, and it comes across
thank you.
Sincere. We're going to take a
oh,
break.
God,
when you come
yes.
back, Niecy,
yes.
When you come back, Niecy, I want you to also expand on where you're going in 2016 and what do you want to see your boutique go and what direction it's going to go.
Okay.
Because it's going to move up. It's all about no stopping you now. It's going forward. We'll be right back with the Russell Price Morning Show. It's networking on the radio on our newsmaker line. Our special guest, Niecy of Niecy Boutique. Right back. In the Mount Rainier area that's not been done. It's been done for her by years. You've got to go by Niecy Boutique. It will be more than a shopping experience. It'll be something that will stick to you. And once you visit her boutique, there's so many things. Your eyes will go from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. Then you look up and toward the ceiling and it's pitch. It's so much that you can see. Every time I've been there, I've seen something different. And I want to commend you for having the eye of fashion, the eye of product. How do you get that eye, Niecy? Where did you get that eye to know what to pick out?
Well, I truly believe, and thank you for that, I truly believe that, like everything, we all are born with style and we seek style, and it's something that I've loved all my life, even when I was young and fine and all of that. I love putting on cute clothing and making things different and being unique and different. I love when somebody say, you're different. Different is not something that they see every day, the cookie cutter item. I seek out vendors, black, white, blue, just vendors who have unique and funky different stuff that customer that I have that is attracted to Niecy's boutique. I sell an array of things, some with a little culture, some Afrocentric, some European. I do not discriminate. I have all kinds of items from all walks of life. I advertise as much as possible. I am on Facebook at Shop Niecy's or Niecy's Boutique. I constantly add pictures and merchandise to show people some of the things I have. you're right. You've been telling me years before this about the internet, about this and that. You know, I'm at a place now where I'm trying to put together a ladder, a steel of a growth. So I know now I need to get some investors. I need to really take this to the next level because everything is a will, and you and I know that. Brick and mortars are opening everywhere. They're coming back, and they're coming back strong. Sadly, not a lot of them is black-owned boutiques. A lot of them are big boutiques. If you go through D.C. and any area, you see big stores, brick and mortar, that is rolling. Okay, so we can roll. So I'm ready to reach out to whichever level that I can to reach out to individuals that want to grow with me or want to, you know, because we can't do nothing but go up. You can't go down and you decide. I'm in an area that's changing. I mean, people are buying up properties and buildings and this and that and whatever, so I want to be a part of that, and I want to give my community the opportunity first. So with that said, I'm just looking to grow. I'm looking to, you know, stay focused, to stay on, because, you know, sometimes you get off, your brain, you start thinking, okay, it's time to go, it's time to do this. But now I've changed my path. I know exactly what I want to do, where I want to go, but I need the community. I need 100 people a day. I mean, I'll take 50 people a day. You know, we can make that happen. We see it happening in other areas and other communities all the time, and I just want to be a part of that. But so my future lies in growth and success and being a part and trying to let the youngins see exactly what can be done, because we are going up, and the wheel just goes around and around, because I'm telling you, I counted about over 50 new stores just in this area, you know, the Maryland and Virginia and District area. And that's really surprising that no one is kind of talking about it. I mean, you got Jimmy Choo's stores downtown on 7th Street, our community, our area. What does that mean?
Well, you see, downtown is truly, they're bringing Connecticut Avenue downtown. They're bringing where they have the upscale stores, what they call it, Rodale Drive of D.C. downtown. You would have never thought across the convention center you had these upscale stores. They started $300-$400 for a suit. It's like that now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do, and like you talked about, we want to have customers come through your door. The goal would be a minimum of $2,600 every single day in gross sales. That'll give you over $1 million a year. And that's what we want to strive for, a minimum of $2,600 in gross sales every day. And that's not hard to do. It can be done through internet sales, coming through the door, marketing, everything that's possible. We're going to try to make sure that you get the traffic and the stuff coming into your PayPal account and also coming to your cash register. It's called multiple streams of income coming into your door. You have the product. You got enough merchandise in there to do at least $2,600 a day. It's not a problem to do that. It's about getting the word out and making sure that we support it. That's what we have to do.
And you know what? You're right. When you think about that, I mean, to have this honest conversation, when you think about that, yes, I got the merchandise. Yes, I have what you need. I have what you want. I've seen it happen in Mount Rainier. We had a new business in Mount Rainier to open up, about 2 or 3 months ago, and it's a firehouse and it's a gallery, and it's a European person who lives in the surrounding communities who just opened a gallery. First time in my life like that. I've never seen nothing like that, but it gave me hope and understanding of the power of marketing and the power of people. I know 400 people walked past my door to her grand opening. I saw it.
Well, that's what it's all about. You can, I mean, I tell people all the time, you can, the power of the, I used to do things where I used to hand out flyers and stuff like that. I stopped that minimum of 10 years ago. I tell people I had a birthday party on a Tuesday night, wasn't even my birthday. My birthday's in September. I didn't want to have it in September because it's sort of holidays, Labor Day. I'm going to have my birthday August 25th. 500 people came to the party, but it was promoted through the internet. You can do the same thing, Niecy, with that person who did that gallery. It's about marketing and having something for them to come into the event. This event we're going to be doing on the 28th of April at Charlie. She understands that, you know, you can charge $8, $10 for a drink, but how many people are going to come through the door? But if I can charge $5 and I get 300, maybe they'll come back once they see the place. But it's all about getting people. That's why people, when they get free stuff, when they go and say, come get a free sample of this or free. That's why Groupon has this concept. They cut stuff in half and they get thousands of people coming. But you have to figure out what your niche is and how to get people to walk through that door. We're going to do an event there. We're going to do some kind of pop-up shopping event there at your event where we can market it and make sure that people come for that particular day. So once they see your boutique, they can come back. But it's commendable what you have done far with just good.
And excuse me for breaking in. And that's another tip. I do a lot of pop-ups. I mean, we're doing things at Niecy's Boutique. We just got to encourage each other to put in their phones and to remind them that they need to, you know, stop in some business, support a small business. And we have to say it this way because, you know, every culture is different. And everybody is different. We have to say that. Yes. I saw 400 people walk past my door, but they were going to a white business, and they were all white people. And I was not mad because I even went down and supported this young lady and, you know, the best I could. But I still say, whoa, you know, I want to see 100 black people one day, you know. And it's happened. It's business around, but they're different cultures. They're different. You know, I don't see it with ours because it has to be totally, totally reminded and reported. And that's why this program, Be There Magazine on the radio blog, is so important. You know, it is so, so important because maybe, you know, one of your listeners want to invest. Maybe one of your listeners want to come and let me do their company baskets. Maybe one of your listeners want me to come and do their Mother's Day gifts. All they have to do is call me at 301-277-7977. Even email me for custom anything. K like Kim, E like Edward, N like N again, ISE, the number one, at AOL. Yes, I'm still at AOL. Don't put AOL on the back burner. They are big. Tanice1@AOL.com. I do custom baskets. I can guarantee you, I've been there 20 years. I have not had one person to come back and say they did not like my basket, or the parent or the mother or the birthday or the wife or the whatever did not like our baskets or our service. We would do anything for our customers that's reasonable. But I do want to say that we need you. We need the customers. We need Be There Magazine. We need to advertise. We need money. We need business for us to stay alive, because when the sign is gone, and it's gone because you can't make it, that's different and gone for another reason, because that means our community did not do their job. That's how I look at it when a black business, if they go out of business because of business.
Well, that was my main focus for starting the Black Card One, because I saw so many businesses close. I mean, actual black businesses. There were so many black businesses that closed. And I said, why are these businesses closing? What can we do to plug these businesses to make sure people know about the businesses. And that's what we started the Black Card. And right now we're up to like 1,100 cardholders. We need 2,000 cardholders. And once we get to 2,000, we're going to be able to go into a place like Niecy's Boutique and say, Niecy, I need 10 dresses. What's the price of 10 dresses? And buy the dresses outright. And I can advertise the first 10 Black cardholders come in and just pick out a dress at Niecy's and show your Black Card and walk out with the dress. It's prepaid. I want to be able to go to different businesses and say, hey, per month, just like the churches do, they say, hey, we're gonna support this particular cause. We're going to donate X amount of money per month to a particular cause. We can do the same concept with the Black Card. I can go to you and say, this is how amount of money we're going to put in your business every month. We're going to put this amount of money, just by people buying the Black Card. It's more than just.
And I love that. I love it.
Yeah, it's, that's the whole concept. People don't understand why. The Black Card is not about you going out partying or having some kind of drinks. It's not about that. It's about having enough revenue to be able to support a business. That's why when we go to a place like Policy, I go and buy all the food, buy all the stuff, pre-buy it. So if you have a Black Card, you just sit up there and show your card. You don't have to buy anything. It's already pre-bought. You can buy more things in a group with money if you got the money. Look at Donald Trump. I mean, he's got the money. If you have the money, you can do a lot of things. So collectively, we can do the same thing with the Black Card. I tell people all the time, if you could spend $35 to pay for a membership for American Express or Visa or MasterCard, they charge you $15 a year, and you get nothing for the $15 a year. But if a million people give them $15 for your Visa, that's $15 million. If you gave me $15 million, I could take care of a million people. $15 million, I could take care of you for a whole year. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
you
people
know,
don't realize that. Go ahead.
And, you know, people, that's why, you know, you and I are going to have to make a point to do this more often on the show to break it down and explain to people, because sometimes people need to break down and understand. Because I tell people when they come in my shop and they want to charge a $2.35 card, I'll say, is it impossible that you can give me cash? Because I'm paying fees. So everything is fees, and they understand it if they break it down and understand that your Black Card can be turned over 10 times. I think you should come to Niecy's more often, set up a table, let people understand so everybody can understand this community when things happen. See, I have a thing about death, and I have a thing about funerals. And the thing about it is I want my flowers while I'm alive. Don't wait till Be There magazine is gone or Russell Jr. is gone. No, do it now. Be show me the love while I'm alive. Show me the support while I'm alive. If you die today or tomorrow, which we know you're not, I'm just saying, we know, won't no church be able to hold you because of your love that you've shown and your respect and whatever. But show that now. Show that now. Get that 2,000 Be There Black Card. Get that Black Card now. Show Russell the love now, just like your birthday party. So I'm sure a lot of those people that showed up for your birthday party bought Black Cards. Well, you got to keep doing it. Sometimes you can't keep doing it because you'll be thinking you've beaten a record. But I believe in consistent, keep doing it all the time, over and over again until, you know, it's there. So, yeah, I want 100 customers a day, 50 customers. I mean, what is $2,600? You know, one time that was not easy, but that came faster. But now, you know, don't come as fast because the Internet has made us, what, lazy. You know, a lot of people do order offline. Not that they're lazy, but it has that option to order offline, and if they want to send it back or if they don't send it back in time, then they've made money. Actually, it's a smart concept. It is so smart because most of the time it's like buying underwear. If I buy underwear, I'm not going to take them back, and they know that, you know, so it's easy. How many things have you ordered off the Internet you didn't take back?
Well, like you say, $2,600 is nothing. I mean, if you got to look at D.C. or look at any community, if you go to D.C. and you do four or five blocks, it's five to six Korean restaurants between that five blocks. Tell the same thing, chicken. And they're doing, each business is doing a minimum of $3,000 to $4,000 a day. You, if you go to a Chipotle's and stand there, just stand at Chipotle's,
yes,
30 minutes, it's close to $2,000 in 30 minutes. It's not hard to do $2,600 a day. There's a place up in Baltimore called Timbuktu. They did $10 million in crack cash last year. It's not hard to do $2,600. $1 million is not hard to do in a business. You have to find something that somebody wants, and they have to buy it on a continuous basis, and that's what you have. You already have the merchandise. I used to be in the boutique business myself. I used to go to New York, and I used to buy $10,000, $15,000, $20,000
yes,
of stuff, bring it back to my store and try to sell it. And then what happened is you got more stuff on the floor than you have in your cash register. If you liquidated all your stuff, right, you have a couple $100,000. It's easy to get that kind of money because you already put it in the business. The key is it's got to turn over. That's why our restaurant business, you can't have a restaurant and it's not turning over 4 to 5 times a night. You can't have a 200-seat restaurant and it's not turning over 3 to 4 times a night. That's how you make the money. A restaurant's got to do $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 a day. It's got to do that to survive.
Mm-hmm.
The rent's $20,000 a month. So
and,
that's what you,
and,
what
you
we're
know,
talking about here is needed. Good. It's so needed. You know what I mean?
And,
so that's what I'm saying.
And you know, we got to put this out here. We need a cash mob in Mount Rainier. You know, Nisi's Boutique, you know, do you want, you know, we want this legacy to live on. We want people to say, do you remember Nisi's Boutique? Do you remember City Kids? Yes. What I do is because I want to be an entrepreneur in business, but I also do it for my community. So without these kind of stores, where are you going to go? Who's going to cater to you? We know they don't care. Other people not caring about the stuff that you like. So you have to wait for it to come, and then you got to find out, okay, is this product for me? They talked about that last night on Black Girls Rock. The young lady said, you go down one aisle, it's called beauty product. Then you go down one aisle, it's called ethnic product. No, those products should be still down the beauty product. All those products should be together. Those are codes and separation that we don't talk about. We let it go over our head. We let a lot of things go over our head that we cannot keep doing. How are we ever going to succeed? How? We just can't. You know, so I represent a difference. I represent stuff that you're looking for. I know what a person's looking for from my perspective. That doesn't make me prejudiced. That don't make me whatever. It just makes me care about myself and my people. I have cars. Mm-hmm. I've had white people ask me, oh, wow, you don't have a lot of white cards for Mother's Day. I was like, you know why? Because, you know, you just answered your own question. You could get them anywhere, but we can't get black cards anywhere. Then they say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I say, so you see how we feel? I say, I'm just having a perspective. I'm just having something there that caters to you. When somebody who wants to celebrate Kwanzaa could go somewhere where they have Kwanzaa. This country ain't thinking about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa not going to be everywhere, ever. You can tell that. It's been around 40. It's been around 40 years, and it's still not major. So those people that do, or those colleges like Howard University who wants to have a sash around the children, around their students' neck, you can't find that everywhere. You got to go into your community. So it's a lot to talk about.
Well, this has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on Newsmaker Line.
Thank you.
Give us your closing statements, and we're going to definitely have you spotlighted on April 13th at the Networking Over Coffee. Give us your closing statements, Nisa.
Sure. My closing statement is thank you, and I'm humbled. I've always have been, and I always will be. I know where my bread is buttered. I thank people like you. I look up to people like you. I remember, I mean, we go way back. Radio One, we're the start of all of that. A lot of people don't know the guts and the boats to everything, but I thank you. And I want people to come and visit Nisi's Boutique again, 40037 34th Street. in Mount Rainier, Maryland, right off of Rhode Island Avenue, not far at all. I call it DC. My shop, Niecy's Online Presence, or Niecy's Boutique Online Facebook. I love to get a hit from somebody saying, I heard you on the radio. I want you to put this up so I could tell people to go back and listen to it, because I feel glad, I feel happy. So also, please, please, please email us if you have any concerns or any questions and want to place any orders, because we need you. We need your help. We need your support. I, Niecy's Boutique, and I thank Be There Magazine. If I could, like I said, I cannot thank this brother enough for all the hard work in his living time, what he has done, because it's not just for him. It's just not about money. It's about his resolve in his heart, his wanting to do this for who? Everybody, you know? So I thank you for inviting me on today.
Excellent. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.